Multiple choice. Everybody wants to know something about one's life. Why they do, it's a mystery, but the fact remains that from the humble makers of breakfast cereal to the people who pick the next leader of an emerging nation, they want to know what I think and why and what I was eating at the time. These facts came to me because I was trying to contact the complaints department. I was asked if I wouldn't mind participating in a small online survey to better understand my problem and give better service. Only 3 minutes of my time, it boasted. The promoters promised a small gift for my time, and as I've been a sucker for a freebie ever since I was given a balloon just for standing still at Sunday school, I clicked yes. The survey was multiple choice, which on the face of it seems quite simple. But they ask questions that require more than A, good, B, very good, or C, excellent. Was it up to my expectations? Well, did they mean if I compared it to the other product I bought that died the first time I plugged it in, or the second one I foolishly bought that gave me an electric shock and then set the fire alarm off? So I really couldn't answer that one. Is your satisfaction with the product A, good, B, very good, or C, excellent? Why would I be in the complaints department of the web page if I was satisfied? Must be a trick question. I'd had these in biology at school and always picked the wrong answer. I blotted my copybook by leaving it blank. Then they trick you with convoluted questions. In your own words, would you say our service was A, average, B, better than average, or C, excellent? God, these people have tickets on themselves, I thought, when every C is excellent. The words I wanted to say didn't start with A, B, or C, and there was no space for my adverbs or expletives. I'd had the runaround when I tried to download the instruction manual. I pressed print and got Swahili, then Estonian, and finally, after half a ream of paper, the English version, which was something akin to kindergarten English Chinese, and ended with a warning not to swallow toaster. It may have choking parts. I wish they'd choke. Not to be fooled by the survey, I randomly ticked and flicked every box in the hope of my gift coming in the next post, and finally arrived at the comments box. But still they have you by the proverbials, because how can you vent your spleen with 200 characters? I tried, and it's not easy, let me tell you. I clicked submit, and it spat right back at me. So I decided to write a letter instead, and if anything gives more satisfaction than writing a blistering letter, I can't think of it. I felt relieved. I felt powerful. It felt good. Very good. Excellent.